أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. وقد قال الله تعالى: وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and also those who are receiving us over the receivers. Tonight's majlis, as you know, is the majlis where the khatam of the Quran Sharif took place. So therefore it would be appropriate to say again one or two things with regards to the Quran Sharif. I have been mentioning this in practically all the jalsas of Quran Sharif khatam, and it is meant to be repeated. But an incident comes to mind while the students were reciting, that Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah Ali, he used to give dars in Misr, in Egypt. During his time, a person whose wife did not give birth to any child for a very long, long time, she gave birth to a daughter. When she gave birth to a daughter, there was so much of excitement. Those couples who are childless ask them what kind of excitement and happiness there is when a child is born after some years. So there was great excitement. But sometimes in that excitement, the person becomes so emotional, or he gets so much of josh that he loses his hosh. And he makes sometimes such mannat and says certain things which later become a cause of great problem for him. So this person in that excitement, he said that Allah Ta'ala blessed me with this daughter. The day she gets married, I will give to her something that is more precious than the heavens and the earth. Some khazana that will be more precious, more valuable, greater in value than the heaven and the earth. Now, and if I do not give her that, then divorce upon my wife. Now he made that kind of a niyat, or he uttered such kind of words. That is why it is extremely important that we should be very, very careful what words and what statements we make. If you look at all the talaqs, they are statements. A person makes a statement, afterwards he regrets. In anger, a person says a lot of things, afterwards he regrets. When a mother is sick and tired of the child troubling her, she curses that child, and when that dua is accepted, or the baddua is accepted, then she is the one that sits and cries. So now this person made such a statement. Now when the time came for this daughter to get married, he went to ask the ulama for fatwa. They said, well, there's nothing like that that you can give, so therefore your wife will become divorced. Then somebody told him that go to Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh, who is giving dars in a certain masjid in Egypt. So he traveled and he went there and he asked him the question, because he said that he is one person, if he gives you a ruling, then after that you must accept that, because he was in authority at that time. So Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh told him that don't worry, your wife will not be divorced. You give her a copy of the Quran Sharif. Give her a copy of the Quran Sharif. Then you have given her something that is more precious, more valuable than the entire world and whatever it contains. So he found a way out for him, and whatever he said was the truth. Because there is nothing more greater in this world than the Quran Sharif. We have Ka'batullah in Makkah Sharif. We have Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah Sharif. And each and every one of us, we have Kalamullah in our homes. And each of these three places, the awliya-e kiram have said that if there is weakness in somebody's nisbat, then he can strengthen that nisbat, that ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, either by the Ka'batullah, washing the Kaaba Sharif and making dua there, because the tajalli on the Kaaba Sharif of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is such that it strengthens the nisbat of the person who has got ta'alluq with Allah, but there's a little bit of deficiency and weakness. Or at Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam's presence in that masjid, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's wujud, and the tajalli that is cast there, and the thousands of angels that are there, who descend, read salat and salam, and that connection that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that noor that is in there. So when the person is sitting there and reading salat and salam, it will strengthen his nisbat with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the third thing is this kalamullah, which we have shown great neglect towards. Therefore Allama Iqbal, when somebody asked him that has greater injustice been done to anyone besides Hazrat Hussein, besides Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was martyred in Karbala, was greater injustice done to anybody else? He said, yes, greater injustice than that has been done to the Quran Sharif. Greater injustice than that is what we have done to the Quran Sharif. I went into one home to visit one person who was ill. And believe me, what I say in the masjid is no lie. He introduced his son to me that he's a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. And mashallah, Maulana, he reads so beautiful. I said, right, tell him to read one ayat of the Quran Sharif or one ruku. So he recited the ruku of the Quran Sharif, and after that he invited me to another room to have tea. So whilst having tea there, my eyes fell on the television, the big one, and on top of the television was kept the Quran Sharif. That hafiz, the Quran Sharif in which he was learning his sabak, after reading, that is where he used to keep that Quran Sharif. So he, in front of me, he scolded that hafiz and said, why did you keep the Quran Sharif there? Now that is all just fooling around. Imagine now that Quran Sharif is kept on top there, and the music is playing and all the filthy pictures are coming on the television screen. Is this not injustice to the Quran Sharif? Then again, those Quran Sharifs are on our shelves and they catch dust the whole year round. Then when the Ramadan month comes, we find some time for a little bit of recitation. But at present, with the television and with the radio stations and with the newspapers and with all the other things that we have occupied ourselves with, even in the month of Ramadan, a large number of Muslims do not even open the Quran Sharif. They don't have the time. They said, we're very busy. Then even if they are reading the Quran Sharif, when it comes to understanding what the Quran Sharif is demanding of us, then again we are negligent. And if we understand, then when it comes to Amal, then we know what is the condition of Amal. Therefore, In Bayzawi, it has been mentioned in the Tafsir Bayzawi, it says that the maqasid of the Quran Sharif, why do you read the Quran Sharif? So he mentions there that the first thing there is taqarruban ila Allah ta'ala bi qira'atihi, to get the qurb of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by the recitation of this Quran Sharif. If we are not getting that qurb of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the closeness of Allah ta'ala by the recitation of the Quran Sharif, then there is a deficiency in our recitation, or there is a deficiency in our niyat with which we are reciting the Quran Sharif. Some are just reciting, but they don't make any niyat that we want to get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala with this recitation. Therefore, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi states that before the recitation of the Quran Sharif, the person should make some istighfar, some tawbah. And also some other Ahlullah have mentioned, the Arifs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they said the person should make plenty of tawbah, istighfar, and then ponder over that ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. The person who will strive in our path, we will show him our ways. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that the person who makes mujahada, Allah Ta'ala will show him the way. Now that mujahada, for what is it being made? Why do we make mujahada? Why do we strive? The striving is for what? It's not just for staying awake the night or just staying hungry the whole day. That is not the maqsad. The purpose of fasting, Allah Ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Or for namaz, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. So there is some maqsad, some purpose. Now here also the mujahada is not without purpose. Any mujahada that the person makes, any striving that he undertakes, whether it is jihad, whether it is the writing of Islamic the literature, or whether it is bayan and waz, or whether it is tabligh, whether it is invitation towards the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever mujahada and striving the person does, there is a purpose behind it. And that purpose is to gain the closeness of Allah ta'ala, to gain his ma'rifat, to gain his qurb, to gain qurb ilahi. If that person hasn't got that maqsad, then he is ignorant. He is just tiring himself. He is just exhausting himself. Or he may make a little bit of earning with that mujahada, but he will not get the qurb of Allah Ta'ala. If an ustad of the Quran Sharif is teaching the Quran Sharif from morning till evening, and the whole night he stays engaged in the khidmat of the Quran Sharif, but if his only niyat is so that I get a salary on it, then he has strived, but he gets no qurb of Allah Ta'ala. The hafiz who is learning from the morning till evening and the whole night, and he says, I'm doing full time hifz course. So he may be striving, but if his niyat is not correct, you will not find that hafiz bringing about a change in his life. Therefore, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi says that the Hafiz of the Quran Sharif, he must carry himself with dignity. He must not engage in nonsensical talk. Because he's got the Quran Sharif in his heart, the azmat of the Quran Sharif must prevent him from engaging in nonsensical talk with friends, talking those things which are indecent, obscene, shameless. A Hafiz of the Quran, he just cannot do that, because he's carrying a very precious cargo in his heart. And that is the cargo of the Quran Sharif, the precious diamonds that he has got in his heart. He has to be awake and alert all the time, because this Quran Sharif is Noor. When a person eats food, the food either turns to blood, or turns to urine, or turns to stool. Those are the only three things that happen to the food that a person eats. This morning when we were taking a walk in the park there, there was a board there where they had today's special, because there is a small sort of a restaurant or something there. Of course, it was early part of the morning, so it was closed. So the board was wiped clean and nothing was written there. But it's written there, today's special. So, and just beneath that is a sign showing a toilet seat, that way you must go for toilet. So I mentioned to the friends who were with me, I said, no matter what that today's special is, whether it is going to be biryani, whether it's going to be chicken, whether it's going to be toast or roast, or any kind of food over which you are going to boast, but the end of the day, you have to go there to that toilet. I said, whatever you are going to put into your system, whether it is food or drink, it is either going to convert to blood, and blood is napak, or it is going to convert to urine, and urine is napak, or is going to change to stool, and stool is napak. That is the end result of all that we put inside in the form of food. However, if it is halal food, and the niyat is correct, why the person is eating that food, then that same food will also give noor in that heart. It will also give noor in that heart. The noor goes to the heart, and all the other things go to the kidneys, to the intestines, and to the bladder, but the noor goes to the heart. In the same way the Quran, so therefore when there is the stool or urine, the person will eat and afterwards he'll go to that toilet sign that is shown there. But when it is the Quran Sharif, it is also noor, and that noor goes into the heart. Now when that noor goes into the heart, there is no such thing as that noor now also converts and it changes its form and shape. The food changed to stool and urine and blood, but this noor of the Quran Sharif, the noor of tilawat, the noor of zikr, the noor of ibadat, that goes into the heart, and it doesn't change after that to urine, blood and stool. But what happens is that if the person is not on guard, then this noor vanishes very quick. It evaporates, it vanishes, it is hijacked. We do not find anybody, or we haven't heard anybody up till today, that he chased behind another person. Why? Because he's got a lot of stool in his body, so he wants to hijack the stool or the blood. The person doesn't hijack that. But when it comes to the Quran Sharif, shaitan is out to hijack. And he's going to create situations of temptation so that this noor which has gone into the heart does not remain there. Because if it remains there, then this person will get connected with Allah Ta'ala. And when he's going to get connected with Allah Ta'ala, then that hadith Sharif, in which Rasulullah says in hadith Qudsi, that Allah Ta'ala says that after that, I become his eyes with which he sees, I become his hands with which he touches, I become his tongue with which he speaks. Now it doesn't mean he becomes Allah. But what it means that now this fanaiyat, that this person now becomes fana, annihilated in the love of Allah Ta'ala and in the hukam of Allah Ta'ala, that he only sees with his eyes after that which Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. And he only listens to that which Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. And he speaks only that which Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. And then Allah Ta'ala causes the fountains of hikmat and wisdom to then flow from his mouth. Now shaitan knows that this hafiz of the Quran Sharif, if he is going to keep that noor in there, then he will get a connection with Allah Ta'ala, and then he is going to punish me. Then he will be a great problem for me. So he is going to make him see things which may cause some of that noor to disappear. He will make him speak things which will cause some of that noor to vanish. will make him listen to things which will cause some of that nur to vanish. And at the end of the day, that hafiz of the Quran Sharif will be hafiz in words, but there will be nothing else in the heart. Those are the hafiz that we are finding now in the cinemas, in the theaters, in the clubs, porn movies, watching filth on the internet, and even in the rave clubs, in drugs and so many other vices. Those who did not control their gazes, their listening, their speech, and those who did not have that hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam before them, that man qara al Quran fastazharahu fa ahalla halalahu wa harrama harama, that person did not have that hadith, which you have heard many times, that the person who became a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, man qara al Quran fastazharahu fa ahalla halalahu wa harrama harama, that he became hafiz of the Quran Sharif, he memorized it, but then whatever was halal, he considered as halal, and if it was haram, then he refrained, he restrained himself, he stayed away from that which was haram. Not just considering it as haram. What does considering haram mean? Considering haram means that the person stays away from that haram. So this hafiz of the Quran Sharif stayed away from that which was haram. Then Allah Ta'ala will enter him into Jannat. And Allah Ta'ala will also accept his intercession on behalf of 10 family members who were destined for the fire of Jahannam. But this hafiz who is making amal on the Quran Sharif, then for him there are lots of rewards, great, great rewards. I mentioned at one of the madrasas the other day to some of the hafiz students that I'm becoming very concerned at present. It's becoming truly a concern that there is no doubt, on the one hand, there is a tremendous amount of interest in becoming hafiz. But the quality of a hafiz, we seem to be lacking these days, because there is an increase in the numbers. So in the homes, the hafiz doesn't behave like a hafiz. In the bazaar, you do not find him like a hafiz. In his business, you do not see him as a hafiz. Why I am mentioning this is that those people who are here, who are your family members, so that they also keep on reminding you. Because at present what happens is that the family members unfortunately encourage that hafiz of the Quran Sharif to join them and to participate with them in those things which are haram and forbidden by Allah Ta'ala. On the one hand, they show so much of interest that they will take that child early part of the morning to the madrasa. The mother also makes so much of effort on that child. That child himself sacrifices so much of his pleasures to become a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. And now that the child has become a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, one big jalsa, party for 2,000, 3,000 people, and as they say, just have a good chow and forget about the rest. So that is what happens. After that, there is nothing. And it is serious. It is serious problem, especially when we hear that 17 to 18 hafizes in a certain rave club, 15 to 20 hafizes in another rave club, and the cinemas and the theaters and everywhere. Brothers, is this the appreciation that the hafiz shows for that kalamullah? So this kalamullah is for the marifat of Allah Ta'ala, for the qurb of Allah Ta'ala. When the person reads the Quran Sharif, as Bayzawi it says, that the first purpose is this, that taqarruban ila Allah Ta'ala bi qira'atihi, to gain the qurbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala by its recitation. That means by the recitation itself, a person can get the qurb of Allah Ta'ala. Understanding it and making amal is another stage altogether. But just its recitation, if it is done with the correct intention and niyat, and the person is making amal, then it will definitely gain him the qurb of Allah Ta'ala. So this mujahada, which was intended for the qurb of Allah Ta'ala, we all accept Kaabatullah Sharif and we accept Madinah Sharif. But when it comes to the Quran Sharif, then we read it sometimes, customary reading. But we do not open the Quran Sharif and say, Ya Allah, this is your kalam. As Hazrat Ikramah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he is to open the Quran Sharif, he is to fall down unconscious. Then when he is to gain consciousness again, he is to open the Quran Sharif and say, Haza kalamu rabbi, haza kalamu rabbi. This is the kalam of my Rabb. And when the hafiz is reading the Quran Sharif, or anybody that is reading the Quran Sharif, when he opens the Quran Sharif and he says that Allah Ta'ala's kalam it is. And it was on Lawh-e-Mahfuz at one time. Hazrat Ataullah Shah Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say Ay Jibreel, of course, he used to say it in his poetical language. It doesn't mean that he was addressing Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. He used to say, "Oh Jibreel." And there again, we mustn't misunderstand. It doesn't mean that Jibreel came away there. It is poetical language. So he says, "Oh Jibreel, at one time, you used to bring from the Lawhe Mahfuz the Quran Sharif upon my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You used to recite, and thereafter my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to recite. And when my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to try to remember it quickly, the verse of the Quran Sharif was revealed. لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه. So he says, first you used to bring it from the Lawhe Mahfuz, and the heart of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to memorize it. Today that same Quran Sharif which was on Lawhe Mahfuz is in the heart of this servant of Allah Ta'ala. He says, it is in the heart of this servant of Allah Ta'ala. So what is my position? He's trying to say that as a hafiz of the Quran Sharif is that same Quran Sharif which Allah Ta'ala revealed on the Lawhe Mahfuz and came upon the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, it's the same Quran Sharif which is now in my heart. Because it's no different from the Quran Sharif that we have. The Quran Sharif of the Shias may be 40 paras, or it may be a Quran Sharif where they say the goat ate it up, and after that it disappeared, or that it, the person who had the original Quran Sharif, he went away into the cave, some cave, and he will emerge. So temporarily, whilst we do not have that Quran Sharif, temporarily we must read this Quran Sharif. That is where we become deceived. They say, no, they read the same Quran Sharif. But look into their books, what do they say? But we believe that the Quran Sharif that was revealed upon Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is the same Quran Sharif that is in the hearts of these hafizes of the Quran Sharif. Now just imagine the nisbat that they have got now. It's like a direct connection from here to the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to the heart of Hazrat Jibreel, and to the Lawhe Mahfuz, and to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself. What a beautiful connection it is, if only we can understand this connection. In this world, as I mentioned in one of the other majlis, that everywhere you look around, they say, connect, connection, connect yourself, connect yourself. MTN connection, Cell C connection, this connection, that connection, everybody wants must connect. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has connected the heart of the Hafiz to the heart of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from there, it goes right up and it is the Kalam of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, when the person is reading the Quran Sharif with azmat and with the muhabbat of the Quran Sharif, because the Quran Sharif is one book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to kiss it is sawab, to open and look at it is sawab, to understand it is sawab, to make tafsir of it is sawab, to practice upon it is sawab. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. And the Quran Sharif is Hudal Lil Alameen. Look at the connection. So my dear young hafizes, my dear children, I should call you, Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with a great gift, great gift. Appreciate this gift. Do not just follow suit that the hafiz has got a mashallah beard, he has completed the Quran Sharif, had a nice big jalsa, and at the end of that, next week you see him, the beard is gone. We should not be carried away by our environment. How will we face Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if he has to question the hafiz? Allah Ta'ala gave you such a great gift. Therefore it is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that the person who has been blessed with the gift of the Quran Sharif, if he considers anybody else as having something greater than that from the material things of this world, if somebody has plentiful in his possession, and if the hafiz of the Quran Sharif looks at him and his saliva also starts dripping, and he said that that person look at his car, that person look at his home, that person look at that, and look at his gold and silver, and look at his properties, and I became a hafiz of the Quran Sharif and I do not even have that kind of property and wealth, then he has shown disrespect to this great gift that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed him with. Therefore Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi says that the hafiz must conduct himself with dignity, and he says that he must not engage in any kind of nonsensical talk. And then he goes on discussing many other things, and then he says that if you are going to do that, then the fear is that this Quran Sharif will become your enemy. The Quran Sharif will become your enemy. And if the Quran Sharif becomes the enemy, then can that person ever be successful? In the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that Lahnatullahi alal Kazibeen. Allah Ta'ala's curse upon those who are liars. And many other places Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's curse is, and it is mentioned in the ayats of the Quran Sharif. So sometimes the person, it is mentioned in the hadith that when he is reading the Quran Sharif, the Quran Sharif is cursing him and waiting for him to stop reading because he is a liar. Now he is saying lanat of Allah Ta'ala on the liars, curse of Allah Ta'ala on the liars. Now he is reading that and he doesn't want to make tawbah from lies. Oh, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif about nazar. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Tell to the believing men that they must lower their gaze from haram. That is what it means. That is a major problem these days for the hafiz of the Quran Sharif. In business and in other places, sometimes a person has to look. Then we say that it must be to the extent of necessity and still make tawbah and istighfar and do not stay and cast second glance without need and lustful glances. But here Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that tell the believing men that is what they must do and stay away from zina, and the same thing has been ordered as far as the women folk are concerned. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says the curse of Allah is upon those who make nazrebad. They look at they cast their evil glances. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that the lanat of Allah Ta'ala is on such persons. Now imagine the person is reading those ayats and is cursing himself. Many ayats of the Quran Sharif, the person is reading and is cursing himself if he is engaged in those kind of sins. So we don't say that the person will become a wali of Allah Ta'ala overnight, but the Quran Sharif is there to make the person a wali of Allah Ta'ala. The Quran Sharif will make the person a wali of Allah Ta'ala because it is the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. And when that person is going to read it with sincerity for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will give him all those rewards that he has promised. And then he will become what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in the hadith, Inna lillahi ahlina minan nas. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got some people that you can call as the family members of Allah Ta'ala. Imagine becoming family members, house, people of the house, as you say. He's the people of the house, he's a person of the house. He can walk in and out any time. He's a person of the house. You see, he's my very close family member. He can come any time and go. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah Ta'ala has also got some people who are like family members. They are from the household. So the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum ajmain asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, man hum, who are they? Who are those people that are the family members or household people? Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi said, hum ahlul Qur'an. They are the people of the Qur'an. Hum ahlullahi wa khasatu. They are the Ahlullah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Hum Ahlullah wa khassatu. They are the Ahlullah and favored ones of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They are the persons of Allah ta'ala's family, as if to say, they are the people of the house. Now imagine what a great blessing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives. If somebody says that this person got such contact with King Fahad or with the King of Jordan, or with the king of Kuwait, or with one of the other dummy kings, then the person gets so proud, because that is what it is. They are either puppets or dummies. So, but he gets so proud that people are saying that he's got such contact that he can just walk into the palace anytime and come out. Yet when they are going to go, they will leave behind everything and go. The king of Jordan died. How many Mercedes-Benz went with him? How many diamonds went with him? How much of the palace went with him? That beautiful, comfortable, luxurious bed and all on whichever he was sleeping, did anything go with him? It's just the amal that go with the person. He can be a wali of Allah in a palace also. We don't say he cannot. We are talking about those who have nothing else except crowns and thrones. But the person of the Quran Sharif, when he is going to go into the qabr also, the qabr will light up. That noor of the Quran Sharif will light up his qabr. Even in this world, it is noorul laka fil ard wa zukhrul laka fis sama. So much of rewards. It will be like that Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayhi saying, is to address the Mughal kings and tell them that, oh you kings, when you are going to go into the grave, what are you going to take with you? No crown and no throne or anything will go with you. But when Waliullah will go into the grave, he's going to take with him diamonds, which you cannot even snatch from me even today. And what were those diamonds? Those diamonds were of the marifat and the qurb and the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Where are we going to get those diamonds? We're going to get it from the Quran Sharif recitation. So those who are here also, who recite the Quran, if you're not reciting the Quran Sharif, then make the niyyah that we are going to start reciting. Even if it's 2 rukus a day or 1 ruku a day or a little extra or more. But the thing is that start reciting Quran Sharif in the homes. At present our home, the day begins with television and it ends with television. Or begins with the news of the world and ends with the news of the world. Or with some film of the world shown somewhere and it ends off with also music and all kinds of news. First start the day with the recitation of the Quran Sharif. It will bring barakat into those homes. And as far as you hafizes are concerned, then all the time you must be conscious of this fact. How when a person has got very precious parcel in his hand, he's going to the bank to deposit and he's got a parcel of money in his pocket, then especially these days when he's walking, then he's looking right, left, forward and even backwards to see that there's no hijacker. We are concerned that nobody must hold us up and take that parcel away. And if it's a consignment of diamonds, then even more security is given. So in the same way, the person must be conscious. It must not be ghaflat. Hafiz must not be ghafil anil akhirah and from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He must be conscious of this fact, like how that person who's got that precious diamonds is concerned. In the same way, the hafiz of the Quran Sharif, wherever he is, whether any person is watching him or not, he must be concerned, my Allah is watching me. And I've got those diamonds in my heart and I do not want to lose it. I do not want Allah Ta'ala to become my enemy and the Quran Sharif to become my enemy. I do not want the Quran Sharif to give evidence against me on the day of Qiyamah. I spent 3 years, 4 years, 2 years in memorizing the Quran Sharif and I do not want that on the day of Qiyamah this Quran Sharif bears testimony against me that I was in his heart but he did not practice. He was also caught up with all the sinful things that were happening around him. So the temptations will be there. We don't say there won't be temptations. Many times I have mentioned this. The temptation will be there. But a little bit of himmat, a little bit of courage, and start making amal and see inshallah Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give you the noor of that Quran Sharif. And after that you will find sukoon in your life, you will find peace, you will find contentment, happiness, satisfaction. And not only that, but whosoever will come into contact with you also, that person too, it will impact on his heart, because it's a magnet. At present one hafiz cannot seem to draw another hafiz towards deen. Why? Because he hasn't got amal in his own life. But if the hafiz is a practical hafiz and is reciting the Quran Sharif also and is making amal on the Quran Sharif, then that noor is so magnetic that it will draw the others also. He will be able to bring so many others who are his friends, who are not hafizes of the Quran Sharif, towards the masjid, towards namaz, towards deen, and it will have an impact. But if the friend sees that this friend of mine, he became a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, and there is no difference in between him and me, the only thing is a hafiz. But otherwise, he also watches the TV, the movies, he goes to the cinema too, he smokes too, and he also speaks a lot of indecent things. So then what difference will it make? So I congratulate you on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose you from the millions of people to memorize the Quran Sharif. It's a great gift that Allah ta'ala has rewarded you with. May Allah ta'ala accept your memorization. May Allah ta'ala accept your asatiza and your teachers and whoever participated in getting you to this completion. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward your parents and especially those mothers who early part of the morning they make the tea and the sandwiches and prepare the children to go to the madrasas. How much of work they have to do. Then there are so many others that have been involved. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must accept all of them. Allah ta'ala must reward them with the best of rewards in this world and in the akhirat. There's so much that one can say, but and it is sometimes it comes flooding. But we have to put a stop somewhere. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, make this Quran Sharif the guide, the imam of our lives. Kuch kehna hai mujhe? Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. When there's a Quran Sharif completion, Allah Ta'ala accepts the du'as. It's a Mubarak Jalsa, especially at the time of the completion of Quran Sharif. In the end, when it is done sincerely for the pleasure of Allah, because today there's no jalebi being distributed and there's no biryani chow after the program. So whoever has come to listen to the Quran Sharif. Because this is another big problem that has to be somehow resolved. That at present, one student completes 2,000 people invited. Two children complete 2,000 invited. Everywhere they were doing this. Look at the cost factor and look at the inconvenience, and at the end of it, what does it really benefit? There is one jalsa that is taking place again next week. I've been invited. The first condition I made, that if it is in the masjid after one of the namazes and there's no big feeding and dum-dam, then I'm coming. Otherwise, call somebody else. I'm not saying it's haram or najais, but most of it is show business, nothing but show business. And we must discourage show business. That's why there's no noor left in any of our jalsas. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma aftah lana bil khair wa akhtim lana bil khair wa ja'al awaqiba umurina bil khair biyadika al khair innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Ay Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf farma. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, in this Mubarak Jalsa of the Khatam of the Quran Sharif, forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours. We have shown no appreciation for this great gift and ni'mat of the Quran Sharif. Oh Allah, it catches dust in our home shelves. Oh my beloved Allah, we have no time to read the Quran Sharif, to understand the Quran Sharif, and to make amal on the Quran Sharif. Ay Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, do not make this Quran Sharif an enemy of ours, bearing testimony and evidence against us. Oh Allah, make the Quran Sharif a hujjat for us. Oh Allah, cause it to bear testimony for us. Oh my beloved Allah, accept the completion of the Quran Sharif of these hafizes. Oh Allah, keep it preserved in their hearts until their dying day. Oh Allah, make it extremely easy for them to make amal on the Quran Sharif. Oh Allah, create the climate for them in their homes and wherever they may be. Make it conducive, O Allah, for them to practice upon the Quran Sharif. Ay Allah, give them the tawfiq to recite as much as possible. Ay Allah, Quran Sharif ko ziyada se ziyada tilawat ki tawfiq ata farma. Isko samajhne ki tawfiq ata farma. Is par amal ki tawfiq ata farma. Oh my beloved Allah, accept the ustad who has, and accept the teachers. Oh Allah, accept the parents, and accept everyone who has participated in this completion. Ay Allah, tu in sabko nek bana de. Ay Allah, in talaba ko tu nek bana de. Allah, make them pious. Oh Allah, make them righteous. Oh Allah, put your taqwa into their hearts. Oh Allah, put taqwa into their hearts. Oh Allah, bless them and bless us with your qurb, with your muhabbat, with your ma'rifat, with your yaqeen. Ay mere pyare Allah, teri ma'rifat naseeb farma, tera qurb naseeb farma. Ay mere pyare Allah, Quran Majid ki khidmat ki tawfiq ata farma. Oh Allah, forgive our sins which are major or minor. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. Jo qarzdar muhtaj hai unki tangdastiyon ko dur farma. Those who are suffering, oh my beloved Allah, remove their suffering. Oh Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are suffering from depression, give them happiness. Oh Allah, those who are in poverty, give them wealth. Oh Allah, those who are sick and weak, give them strength and health. Oh my beloved Allah, all over the world, the Muslim Ummah is suffering. Our suffering is because we have left amal on the Quran Sharif. Oh Allah, because we have moved far away from the teachings of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, throughout the world we are suffering. But oh my beloved Allah, with the barakat of this completion of the Quran Sharif, remove the suffering of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, especially in Palestine, in Kashmir, in Afghanistan, in Chechnya, in Bosnia. Ay Allah, tu mujahideen Islam ki madad aur nusrat farma, ghaib se tu unki madad farma. Ay Allah, those who have been imprisoned, ay Allah, tu teri qudrat ko istemal karke unko rihai naseeb farma. Ay mere pyare khuda, tu ab mazid aazmaish mat kar. Ay Allah, hum kamzor hai, hum napak hai, hum gande hai, hum nalayak hai, hum jahil hai. Ey Allah, lekin tu to kareem khuda hai. Oh my beloved Allah, because of our sins, do not punish the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Forgive us too and forgive them too. Ey Allah, give us the himmat and the courage to get rid from our lives of all the evil that... Oh Allah, give us the himmat and courage to get rid from our homes of all the evil that has entered. Ey Allah, there's no barakat in our homes. There's no barakat in our lives. There's no barakat in our time. Oh my beloved Allah, there's no barakat in our wealth because of the sins that we indulge in. Ay Allah, ab to tu hame toba ki taufeeq ata farma. Ay Allah, marne se pehle pehle, ay Allah, tu sachi toba ki taufeeq ata farma. Oh Allah, before the garment of kafan is put over our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa over our hearts. Oh Allah, before the water of mayyit is poured over our dead bodies, ay Allah, let us pour the water of tawbah over our hearts. Ay mere pyare khuda, ay mere raheeb Allah, ay mere kareeb Allah, purify our hearts of greed, of malice, of jealousy. Purify our hearts, O my beloved Allah, of all the evil passions and desires which have embedded in our hearts. Allah, give us the hearts that you give to the Ahlullah. Give us the hearts that you give to the Awliya-i-Kiram. Allah, provide for us from sources unknown to us. Allah, hamare gharon mein barkat de, hamari tijaraton mein barkat de, hamare maal mein barkat de. Allah, accept all the works of deen which are taking place, all the hafiz classes which are running. Oh my beloved Allah, accept each and every one of them. All the madaris, the makatib, the darul ulums, the khanqas, the work of tabligh and dawat. Allah, sab ko tu qubool farma, aur ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala mal farma. And when the time comes for our departure from this world, then oh my beloved Allah, then take us to Madina Tayyibah. Wahan hame shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Wahan hame shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله